Okay, it's 4:30, time to call to order the Town Discovery Bay Finance Committee General Meeting. Can I get roll call, please? We try that again. 4:30, time to call to order the Town Discovery Bay Finance Committee Meeting. Is there anyone else on the line with us? Kevin? Are there any members of the public on the line with us? Is he trying to call in?
I didn't try calling him. I just tried
Director Graves?
I'm here.
Can I get roll call, please?
Let the record reflect that roll call has been taken and all members are present.
Thank you. This is the time for public comments. If there's any members of the public that wishes to address the committee, this is your opportunity. For any item that's not on the agenda, are there any public comments? If so, please identify yourself and feel free to speak. Okay, hearing none, I will close public comments and we'll go to the draft minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the draft minutes?
So moved.
Second. Do I need to do a roll call? Okay, motion carries. Then we'll go to D1, finance updates. Director Graves, can you hear okay?
I can only hear you. I can't hear anybody else.
Well, no one else has spoken yet.
I thought there was roll call taken, but okay, I might be wrong.
There was. Sorry.
So what I'm saying is I've heard no other voices but yours. But that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, the finance manager is about to speak.
I can't hear. You guys, the system
sucks. Hi, Kevin. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Thank you. For item D1 on the financial update, I just wanted to inform the committee that I spoke with Rick Clark, our consultant, and he has confirmed that he will be able to make the June 22nd special finance committee meeting, and we'll get the materials and an agenda set before then, but I just wanted to let the committee know that we'll be able to have that date.
To discuss what?
To discuss the zone study. To discuss the zone study. All right. I guess I can just jump to E1. This is the Town of Discovery Bay financials as of April 30th, 2021. The last review that I gave you guys were as of the January numbers, so I'm pleased to bring you through the April numbers. What's new? As of the end of April, we've collected 98%. Are you switching mics on me or putting two? Okay.
If you want to go back to your desk, you can do that. It's easier.
No, I'm okay here.
I hear nothing.
Yeah, that I paused.
Nothing.
I paused, Kevin, sorry. So what's new?
Okay.
As of the end of April, we've collected 98% of the revenue on the tax roll. We'll receive the last 2% in June of 2021. All of our bond payments have been made and paid for FY 2021, and they were paid early. Again, amounts that I'm presenting today are rounded to the nearest thousand, and the detailed financials are also attached. With that said, I'm going to start with the water department. We'll start with revenue. We have collected $4.3 million in revenue based on a $4.6 million budget for 92% of our annual revenue. I suspect that we will exceed our revenue this year due to water usage. At the top of the chart, the water charges usage. We currently have $2.3 million. We have a budget of $2.8 million. And the next 2 months, I suspect that the water usage will be about $250,000 each. So we'll exceed that by a little bit. Our water account charge, which is the next line, we received 1.5 on a budget of 1.4, so we're exceeding that budget. Again, our meter installation, which is our next line item, that is our charge for the meters that we collect. It offsets the bond payments. We'll collect, that'll be right on budget. And then we have the meter charge for the commercial, the connection and capacity fees, and other. Rounding off our revenue. Any questions on water revenue?
No.
Okay. I won't go into such detail on the expense side, but there again, we'll start with the expenses. We've had $2.9 million of expenses on a budget of $3.4 million. So we have 85% of our budget for the last 10 months. Versus on revenue, we had 92%. So we are currently, right now, above budget. I'm just going to highlight the areas where we've gone over, and if you have any questions, I'll be glad to ask them. Our second line item, consulting expenses. We've talked about this during the year. We are currently have spent $256,000 on a budget of $192,000, we're over by $64,000. And that is attributable to some CIP projects that were coded as expense. And those projects are the Water Master Plan, the Water Urban Management Plan, and the OEA plan. The total of all of those charges was $82,000. Any questions on consulting expenses?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to move on to repairs and maintenance a few lines down. we had $401,000 of expense on $314,000 of budget. We were over budget by $87,000. Once again, as we've been speaking all year about, this is the increase in leaks, and we are upping the budget for the next year, but we have had an abundance of leaks in our water system. Any questions on that? Just for a little bit of a point, in January, we spent $224,000 here today, and as April, we spent $382,000. So it's gone up by $140,000 in 3 months, which we suspected since the irrigation systems are starting to be turned on and there's leaks. Next thing is, the next line down is material and supplies. We spent $178,000 on a budget of $100,000 with an overspending of $78,000. Again, this is the most of this is contributed to the construction material for repair We do code the water meters here, but we're within budget on our water meters. More repairs, more construction material. Any questions? Those two. Just a couple other items to note. Our professional and legal fees down at the bottom. This includes our audit fees, but New Miller, our legal fees, are only through January, so they're backed up. They bill, it takes them a few months to bill. Any questions?
No, and I like this format. It's easy to follow.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to move over to wastewater. Revenue and wastewater, a little simpler than water. The first line of wastewater, our account charge. Again, we've received 98% of our account charge. We will receive the remaining 2% here in June. Our next is the sewer charges, commercial. Those are down, and mainly those are down year over year due to COVID. With the restaurants not being open, we don't have commercial sewer charges. Capacity and connection fees, again, that is just for new. There's not very many houses left that single lots. Those were for the few that have connected this year. The county zone reimbursables, those will actually be zeroed out at year end and be transferred to the zones that those are attributable to. They shouldn't be growing over the year, but because we're starting to do those things every month and not wait to the year end. And the last thing to round out revenue is the other, which is for the PG&E fees for the dewatering. We've got 97% of our revenue as of the end of April, and I suspect we will be right at about 100% of our revenue for the end of the fiscal year. Any questions on revenue?
What's dewatering?
That's when PG&E gets the water out of, when they dig and there's water, they dump it into our storm drains, our sewer drains, actually.
Dewatering.
Dewatering. All right, so I'm going to go to expenses. Expenses for the first 10 months were $3.5 million on a budget of $4.9 million. We have 72% of our expenses year-to-date, again, compared to 97% of our revenue. I just want to notate a couple items here, and I'll go over some items that we're over budget on. But first of all, I'd like to talk about the water service contracts. What this doesn't reflect is the Veolia catch-up. With the changes in the management over at Veolia over the last year, we have not been charged our pass-through billings. And so we received some in May, and we hope to receive the rest at the end of the fiscal year. So that's why that line item is favorable. I don't suspect that we'll be going over budget, but there's always a chance if we have a large repair. Coming down to the debt service line, it currently shows that we're over $106,000. Actually, that was a budgeting error on my part. The offset to that was in water. We were favorable $148,000. I did correct it for the current year. The other item where we're over budget we talked about last time was our liability and property insurance, and that's an annual charge. We were over $3,000. We're slightly over on bank fees. I don't expect that to grow by $6,000. And again, on the professional fees at the bottom, we are light on legal fees since we haven't received their billing. Any questions on wastewater?
Director Graves, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay, Kevin? Or Director Graves?
Kind of. Keep going.
Okay. All right, so now I would like to go to Zone 8. Zone 8 has received about 98% of its property tax. For the year, we'll receive a little bit more in January. We're going to be exceeding the budget that we have. In Zone 8, one of the challenges there is there's a lot of little miscellaneous taxes on commercial properties and some of the personal property taxes on yachts and some things like that that are pretty hard to predict. Again, in the revenue side, the community center has been closed due to COVID-19, so we're not reflecting any community center program fees. For rental fees, we currently don't have any, but we will be recording the rental fee that we receive for having our meetings here, and that will be recorded in May, and that is $33,000. Coming down to the interest income, again, that was the Hoffman note interest, and that will not repeat since they paid off the note early. And in the other line, I just want to let you know that does include the $30,000 for the pickleball club donation. We are currently at 94% of our revenue, and I believe we will exceed our revenue versus the budget by the end of the year. Excuse me. Any questions on revenue? Moving to expenses, I'll go over the areas where we have been over budget. On repairs and maintenance, we use some of the funds that the excess funds from fiscal year 2020 and put them into fiscal year 2021. Currently, we have spent over budget of approximately $40,000. Bill's finishing up the corners. I expect that number to grow by a little bit over the next 2 months. The corners on Discovery Bay Boulevard. Are there any questions on any of the expense items for zoning? Zone 9. Again, same story that we kind of had through most of the other zones is we've received 98% of our assessment income. We will also be getting some reimbursement from the county for our vehicles. Currently, when Bill, the vehicle expense gets split between Zone 8 and Zone 9, and then when the vehicle is used in a special zone, we get a vehicle charge. And we split it with Zone 9. So that'll be coming here at the year end. Expenses, as within Zone 8, the repairs and maintenance line, we're not over budget. We're right there. We do think, though, it'll probably go over a little bit by the end of the year. Permits and fees, we exceeded our permits and fees, and that was the Ravenswood Place Structure Permit. Otherwise, Any questions? Or Zone 9, I'm sorry. Any questions on Zone 9?
No, but it's fine. Sometimes a small dollar amount is a huge percentage amount.
Yes.
And it makes it a little deceptive as far as.
The 2,000 looks like 325, it's 325%. Sorry.
Hey, Julie, we go back to Zone 8 for a minute. I'm not clear on this net revenues over expenditures line. Why do we have 1,091% as a number on this? That to me is a bizarre number to have on a financial sheet. I don't understand. How can we be 1,000% of anything? Explain that to me.
Okay. I'll have to get back to you on that one, Kevin. I think that may be an issue. I just want to calculate the numbers with the calculator, not my head.
Fair enough. I'm good.
You're good. Well, if there's no other questions, this concludes our financial review. And as always, I've got the details attached to the PowerPoint, so if you want to look up any specific accounts and you have any questions, feel free to drop me an email or give me a call.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any future agenda items?
I do not at this point, Brian.
Well, I guess then that concludes the meeting. Okay. Before I adjourn, Kevin, you...
No, that was great. It's easy to follow. The formatting's great. Just a couple things you probably need to sit down and talk about so I understand them better. It's a little different format, so I'm probably just behind the eight ball a little bit. So, no problem.
Okay.
Director Grace, we'll hear from you again at 5:30.
I'm doing my best. I'm in the middle of friggin' nowhere, so if I can make the reception, I will be happy.
Okay, so we won't worry. If we don't hear from you, we'll know you get in.
Well, no, I'm gonna get there. It's just where I have to stand. I'm gonna have to walk. I'm in the middle of a lake to get the reception, and then hope for lightning to strike, something like that.
All right.
All right. See you guys. Thank you very much.
4:52, meeting adjourned.
Bye bye.